Now I want to welcome into the studio Jenny and John from Yap Ireland. Good
Hi,
morning,
John.
Girls.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
How are
nice
things?
To be back.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's
good.
A while since you've been in.
Yeah,
last
in a few
September.
Months. Yeah. Have you been missing us?
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay, listen, we'll just remind the listeners.
So we are the Youth Advocate Programme and we work with young people between the ages of 10 and 18. They are referred in to us from the Child and Family Agency, formerly the HSE. So our programme offers up to 15 hours a week for 6 months. So we would help the young people, support the young people and the families to get linked back into education or to look in their community around resources and services that were there. So our biggest aim with the young people is to put a plan in place that is sustainable after we leave, after the 6 months. So as I said, we get our referrals from the social workers. We take a family-centred, positive approach. So when we get the referral, we go out into the young person's home to the young person family and ask them, how can we help? What is it that you want us to support you with over the next 6 months? So from there, we come back and match an advocate to that young person and family. So an advocate is somebody from the grassroots, from the community. So in this area, it could be somebody from Coolock, Darrindale. So we recruit that advocate, train and manage them, and they are matched to that one young person and family for up to 15 hours for 6 months. So that advocate then would link with the young person and family on a weekly basis around the goals that they have identified and support them, put the plan in place.
Okay, is that 15 hours per week for 6 months?
Per week, up to 15 hours. So we do whatever the young person needs are. We work around that plan with the young person and family.
Okay. Yeah. Now, there was recently an evaluation carried out.
We started our research with NUI Maynooth in 2011 until 2013, and basically we wanted to look to see whether to evaluate the effectiveness of the model in an Irish context and to explore whether our needs-led wraparound approach leads to positive outcomes. I suppose we've been saying over the last few years that we do what we say, that we wrap the services and supports around the young people and it leads to better positive outcomes. So we were confident in what we were saying. So we got NUI Maynooth on board to help with the research to explore, you know, the outcomes, the positive outcomes.
Okay. And
And we had a launch there recently back in March of our The study, you know, was actually produced. We have a summary report, so that went very well. We were delighted because ultimately, you know, the questions were, as Jenny said, to see, do we produce the positive outcomes that we've been talking about? And is it, you know, effective in an Irish context? And the answers were yes to both of those, even though it's a 500 or so page document.
Well, that's the bottom line. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, it's been great.
Was there any other findings?
There was lots of different findings, really backing up the programme and how the programme is the model, or should I say, and how it's actually works.
I think what was great about it was that we actively got the young people and families involved. We used a strengths and difficulties questionnaire, which is a universal questionnaire. So they were actively involved in the research, the process. So there was questionnaires and there was interviews, so they had their say. So they were able to lead to the actual results that were, you know, to be part to say, yes, YAP contributes to a positive thing in my life. So that was really strong. Like last year in 2013, we worked with 577 young people and families across 21 counties.
Okay.
So we'll be hoping to go from strength to strength.
Yeah. This was actually the people you worked with more or less reporting on you guys.
From 2011 to 2013.
You must be thrilled, eh?
We are, it's delighted. It's really good. It really validates, you know, what we've been doing, you know. And of course, there was another piece of research with Headstrong carried out, you know, looking at young people called My World Survey. And it really kind of, it was consistent. Our findings were consistent with that, you know, that it's that, you know, the idea of having one adult to actually talk to and connect with is very helpful for a young person and really motivates them to make positive changes in their life.
But I think that what really strengthens our programme is that it's advocates from the local community. So it's people from their community that talk their talk. They're matched. There's a whole matching process involved. So if the young person is interested in boxing or swimming or rugby or is out of school and they want somebody with the same interest, an advocate, we will look for an advocate with them interests and match them so that they can support them with getting back into school, getting into the local rugby club, and then putting the plan in place so that when we do leave after the 6 months, that that plan can still be sustainable. But we're also really, really positive. Like if there's issues with schools, like if the young people, one young person might go to school 2 days a week, we can turn around and say yes, but they're going 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. So let's work at how we can, you know, improve it from there.
Yeah.
And This all happened in the 3rd of March, wasn't it? It was launched.
Yeah.
And how long did the evaluation go on for?
Two years. Yeah. So there was 100 young people and families that were involved through the questionnaires and then through an interview process as well.
Yeah, and this was done by, who was it?
NUI Maynooth.
Okay, and how did they get involved with that?
We contacted them to, as I said, we were quite confident with our the model and the work that we have been doing. So at this stage, it was around just trying to strengthen it, the research part, to show, especially to funders as well, because we are solely funded by the Child and Family Agency. We are a charity organisation and we do have regular fundraising events, so keep an eye out for us, people.
It's just really pulling together, you know, what we would have known and hearing what the young people have to say and what they, you know, what they reported back. And there's a questionnaire kind of used, there's a standardised questionnaire that was used for the young people. So Maynooth would have been the experts in pulling together that research. But I suppose listening, you know, and we have a summary report and listening to what some of the people would have fed back is really good. To hear.
Yeah, and just reading here, young people on the YAP programme find the experience predominantly positive.
Yeah.
And improved confidence and increased participation in activities.
Yes.
And improved community engagement.
Yeah, so, and that's what, you know, Jenny would have been alluding to. You know, talking about the goals that we set and getting young people more involved in their community. I suppose ultimately it's about young people feeling more connected to their community and feeling that they belong in their community. So we do use grassroots community advocates to connect back in the young people back into their communities. So be it, it might be a sporting activity. It could be just feeling that sense of being part of the community again, attending school and not feeling that you're being kind of ostracised or whatever. And or as you say, just, you know, even having that kind of improved sense of confidence, which our young people would really report on. And that would be one of the big findings, that improved confidence, their confidence would go up massively, you know.
And these young people, would they be having difficulties mixing and stuff like that?
They would.
Some would have challenging behaviour within school, within the home. Some would come from the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service, so they might suffer with a mental health issue or anxiety. The cohort of young people is such a variety, and that shows the flexibility of our model, is that it can actually reach out to so many different cohorts of young people to work with them. So, like, there's just a few quotes here from the research that the young people have quoted throughout the duration of it, like talking about her advocate. She's interested in most of the things that I am interested in, so there is a lot to do and a lot of things to talk about. We watch the same things, we like the same music and things like that. She's a great person. It has changed me so far as being more open and more confident getting out there. It has got me involved in stuff. So I think to have that in writing from the young people is a great thing for us.
And it's a referral programme, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And when a young person is referred to YAP Ireland, are the adults, are they referred, or do you have a panel of adults that you match the young people with?
Yeah, we recruit twice a year so that we can have a panel. Like for Dublin North County area, we reach out as far as Balbriggan, Lusk, Coolock, Derrindale, Swords. So we don't know when or where our next referral has come from. We work with what we get. We don't refuse any young people. So we need to have a panel of advocates there so that when we get the referral in and do the needs assessment and come back with the goals identified, that we can then match an advocate to see that person, so we have to have the panel there.
And is there training given to the adults that
participate in this? Yeah, there is training. Yeah, there's core module training, as we call it. You know, so the advocates or the candidates come in and they sit through a series of training sessions, and there's kind of child protection training and Garda vetting, and there's, you know, the training will go through policies and procedures in the organisation and the basic stuff as well, dealing with challenging behaviour, you know, advocacy, how you actually advocate for a young person. So
that's all mandatory before an advocate starts with a young person. Yeah,
and the advocates are volunteers.
No, they're paid.
They're paid.
Yeah, they're paid. Okay. Paid per hour.
And the behavioural problems you mentioned there, the advocates have to deal with that and be trained to deal with that.
Yeah, and in our training, but you know, I'm a case manager, and the thing about it is that we don't actually come up against a lot of. You know, they may have, the young people may be referred with challenging behaviour, like be it in school or in the home. Mm. But in fact, when they meet with their advocate, it's you know, 99% of the times it's not an issue with the advocate. The advocate builds on that relationship where you can sit down and, in a relaxed, kind of non-judgmental way, you know, talk them through, like, what's going on. And young people do report that just being listened to, just being heard, you know, and their stress levels going down, they can actually then start to look at their own behaviour and make, you know, some changes on that. And obviously we engage with families as well about this and hear what they have to say, and we can bring together like schools and families and young people and mediate, as it were, and advocate and say, look, what's going on here? How can we improve things? How can we help?
Yeah, I was going to say that. If you take somebody who's having problems in school, for instance, you take them out of that environment and you put them into a sort of a family situation, do you find when they go from the family situation back to the school situation that their whole attitude has changed?
Well, it can, but we would work towards putting a plan in place with that young person, and the young person is actively involved in that plan. What do you think is going to work for you? Like, we work on the premise that there's no point in putting a plan in place for a young person or a family without their involvement, because that's just professionals saying what we think should happen, when really, if the young person and parent is involved and have a say, well, do you think you should drink twice a week? Well, okay, is this going to work for you? Let them have a say in what's actually going to happen with them and for them, and they're more likely to be involved in, you know, engaging in that plan.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have, you know, we've worked with many young people who've had challenging behaviour, and they will report. But, you know, one young person I remember, you know, I was saying, well, why would you get on? Why, how come you can behave well and cooperate well with, say, an advocate? And this, you know, one young person I remember saying, said, well, I know that, you know, she cares. I know that people in YAP actually care. And so it's giving that sense back to them, you know, kind of reaching out and listening to what they have to say, exactly. But then also, like, you know, letting them know, well, other people do care. So they have they're able to experience someone in, you know, in a non-judgmental setting, as I said, you know, that someone who does care. And then they can translate that into, you know, the school or the home, whatever, and see, well, actually, people do care. You know, maybe it's just there's a bit of kind of fighting going on at the moment, but
how do we get past that? But we were just talking on the drive over today how near we are to the beach here, and how most young people don't even realise that just on a bus can bring you out to the beach. So how we can even empower young people to see beyond their corner of the street or their little estate, and to see what bigger things are just a stone's throw away from them, and how powerful that can be for them.
It's so true, because I, you know, working with one young person who hadn't been to the beach, he lives nearby here, and we know the beach is only 10 minutes up the road, actually. But, you know, he's kind of bouncing off walls. I'm one of these very active young people who's looking for a bit of a thrill somewhere. But when he was taken to the beach and a bit of rock climbing, he just couldn't believe it. He thought he was in heaven.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, like, it is. It's great.
It's common sense.
And kind of, you know, just owning your
of.
Community a little bit more, and saying, well, this is what it's, this is in your community. This is yours. This is your beach. This is your city, like, you know, to see it.
And it'll always be here.
Yeah, and it's here for you to explore.
Strengthening the links there. And so that when we leave, that they'll still be able to find these places and do these things.
So they get them branching out and spreading their wings a bit. And
And build up their confidence as well, that they don't feel they're a stranger, you know, on the bus going to the beach or walking along the beach. They don't feel out of place. And that, you know, it can become a normal part of their life. You'll say, well, you belong here too, just as well as those other people. And of course, again, the sea is free.
Okay, and would you get them involved in clubs and get them mixing with other people their own ages?
Yeah, I have one young person, who would have been indoors a lot and would not be involved in anything. And, you know, kind of that would have been problematic in the home. And now he's involved, in the local youth project and another drama club and all that, and it's fantastic to see. It's really is really powerful stuff to see a young person really getting involved in something, and so it's an interest, something that keeps you going and motivates you like throughout the week.
We also like to invest in our advocates as well, because they can be people from the community. We like to work the model and to support the advocate as well. So invest in them in, to put them on further training, to support them with that. So that long term, when they finish with YAP, also that they'll go back into the community and put what they've learned from YAP into their local community. So that's a real strength of our model as well.
Okay, now I know the young people are referred, and if somebody's out there and they're saying, I wouldn't mind getting involved in this and getting trained to help these young people, how do they go about doing that?
We have a website, and we recruit twice a year, so we're always looking for people, for advocates, so it's not to be afraid to look on our gorgeous website.
YAPIreland.ie. Very colourful and user friendly website,
The young people are also involved in that, and we've a lovely section on Meet the Team. So, we'll be recruiting again in September. So, if people want to apply, it's through application, and there's an interview process and then put forward for them.
Yeah, maybe they'll come back in coming up to September.
For
and
sure.
We'll talk about that.
Definitely put in an application.
Hope the weather is better than it is today. Yeah. Now, you mentioned fundraising. Is there anything coming up?
There's a To Hell and Back event.
To Hell and Back.
In June.
Yeah.
You fancy doing that, John?
To Hell and Back.
You fancy going to hell.
Sounds invigorating,
Yeah, it's, kind of diving through dirty rivers and climbing over
In a race.
Yeah, my time of diving into dirty rivers is long gone.
Yeah, been dragged along. I think I'm going to go for it, but I might need a bit of assistance, someone to give me a leg up over some stuff. But we always have stuff going on. All right, yeah, we do like
stuff in the pipeline.
That'll be all on your website as well.
It will be on our website. Yeah, and the website is very easy to navigate. It's been there. Our young people have helped us design that as well, given their feedback. We very, very much believe in hearing what they have to say about.
Well, it's great stuff you're doing, and any time I interview you, I always say it's a very happy people.
Positive.
Yes. Positive, happy people.
Yeah.
And you obviously love what you're doing.
Yeah, we do. As I said before, it's, it's quite meaningful work, really, and it is. I think I say this every time I'm on the radio, but it's the truth. It's
I think
lovely
we
to
believe.
See the rewards, and we really believe in the young people and want to hear what they have to say. And
to have this research backing up, because we've preached and we always talk about how much we love YAP, but to actually have this in writing from a university to say they actually do.
Yeah, and we're passionate and we want young people really involved in the organisation, and so much so that we have, a youth forum now where we have youth CEO, and like in our last event we would have had a youth CEO co-facilitate with the CEO of our organisation. So it's brilliant. They really
it's
are.
It's brilliant to see. You have to get a report card, and it's double A's or whatever you're getting these days. It's
brilliant. Thanks, John.
It's from the from the college and the people you work with.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, the clock is beating us again. I think we could nearly talk for the whole 2 hours. Maybe we'll do a show for YAP Ireland.
Yeah,
we'll talk for 2 hours nonstop.
Sounds like a good idea.
Do you want to give out our contact numbers and website names?
It's yapireland.ie. We have a Dublin office we're based in North Circular Road at the minute. So it's
our telephone number is 01-868-9180.
And that's for people, advocates, because we'll stress again, the young people are referred. They can't go into your office and ask to get involved.
No.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much for talking. Is there anything else you want to mention?
No, that's brilliant.
That's it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk again.